Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Victorious Living. We are just grateful to have you with us this day. Yes, this day. We are happy to have you with us. And we thank God for you just to take time out of your schedule to be with us. Yes, we glorify his name. We give him honor. Yeah, we exalt him. Yes, we exalt him. Yes, what a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging bread. Never. God is an ever-present God. Yeah. He's ever-present. We just thank him. We thank him for his son, Jesus. Yes. We know that this has been a trying week for the East Coast. Yes, we have been battling Harvey. Yes. And we know that no matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, we know that God is with us. Yeah, he's with us. Yes, he is. Yes. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master. Thanking you, God, for the blessings that you have allowed us to have to this day. That the blessings that you have allowed us to receive. Oh, Master, we lift up everyone under the sound of my voice in the coastal areas of Louisiana and Texas, God. Yeah. Oh, Master. Yes. We lift them up this day. The communities, oh God, that are hurting, oh God. The communities, God, that are emotionally drained, oh God. Master, we lift them up to you. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you let us be a light. Yeah. Those that are not there. Yes. But let us be a light emotionally. Yes. Financially. Touching, oh God. Your people, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. There are many ways, God, that you can use us, Master. And we just humbly avail ourselves this day. This very moment. Yes. Oh, God. We know that you're speaking to us, oh, God. We ask you, Master, to give us an ear so we can hear what your spirit is saying to us, God. Oh, help us, oh, God. Open up our hearts, oh, God, so that our heart and our mind can hear what you're saying to us. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. Those who are in Christ. Yeah, those of us who are in Christ will give you all the praise. We'll give you all the honor. And those who don't know you, God, in the pardons of their sins, Master, we ask, God, that this be a wake-up call, that they be shook, oh, God, and that they're able to wake up. Oh, God, wake them up. Wake them up and let them see. Oh, God. Let them hear, oh, God. Let them know who you are. Oh, Master. Oh, God. And those of us who are straddling the fence, who are playing around, Master, touch their hearts. Grant them a closer walk with you, God. Enable them to be more sincere, oh God, about their obligation to have a relationship with you, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we're going to be careful, God. Oh, we're going to be careful of everything that we do, everything that we say, oh God. Teach us, Master, how to be just doers of your word and not just hearing it and thinking that it belongs to someone else. But let us hear the word and let us grab that word. Let us hold that word and put it close to our hearts so that we may not sin against you. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen, amen. We are just grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that you have showered upon us, God. Yes, we are grateful. Yes, yes, yes. Again, we just want to say welcome to Victorious Living. You are welcome. Welcome to be here with us. Yes, yes, yes. We know that we have, the word that we have been in has been sleep. And we know that we usually change our topics. Yeah, every month we get a new topic that God has given us. Well, for those who may not remember, the first of last month, we were minus one Friday. And we would like to just take this opportunity and this time and just to fulfill that one Friday. Yeah, yeah. We don't want anyone to be short of the word of God. So we're going to finalize the word sleep today. And we know that sleep, we have been discussing it, sleep. And just to add to the final discussion, we only want to remind you of the folks who can't afford to sleep. Yeah, there are people who can't afford to sleep. Now think about that. They can't. They can't afford to sleep while they're in action, while they're doing something. A surgeon, he can't afford to sleep. Yeah, because he's usually cutting or sewing something or he's replacing something. Yeah, a truck driver, he can't afford to go to sleep. He can't. Lives are at stake. His life is at stake. Her life is at stake. Yeah, it's a trying time behind the wheel of a huge truck to go to sleep. A butcher. Someone who butchers and cuts meat for people, for dinner tables. He can't afford to go to sleep. Not while he's in action, because he may cut or even harm himself. He may harm himself. He may harm his hand. Yeah. And then he could mess up that cut of meat. Think about it. Some of us can't afford to go to sleep. That's just a few. Yeah. Because I can remember sitting in a classroom and the teacher was discussing the test going to be the following week. You can't afford to go to sleep while they're talking about the test, because the test, usually when they discuss the test, they're giving you the answers to the test. And so if you're going to take the test the following week, well, you can't afford to go to sleep right now. You need to stay woke. Yeah. So we see some of us can't afford to sleep. So we all know and we understand the danger to these three examples that were just given. If either one should sleep while at work, we have just discussed the danger. Yeah, the danger of going to sleep at that time. Well, as believers in Christ, we too cannot afford to go to sleep. And why is that? Why we can't afford to go to sleep? Our jobs. We cannot be in such a state of sleep that we forget, excuse me, the importance of being spiritually prayed up. And when you hear people say spiritually prayed up, what are they saying? What is that? What is spiritually prayed up? Spiritually prayed up is having a prayer relationship, having a relationship where you can actually pray to God. Because prayer is you pray and then you listen and God speaks back. That's what prayer is. So we can't afford not to have relationships. We can't afford not to have that type of relationship with God. We can't afford not to be vigilant. And when we say vigilant, what is vigilant? We can't afford to miss something. We can't afford to drop off to sleep while driving a huge truck. Yeah, an 18-wheel. You can't afford to do that because lives are at stake. So you have to be vigilant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't afford not to be in the spirit. Listen to that. You cannot afford not to be in the spirit. You can't afford it. Why? Because the scripture says that the enemy says that he's what? The enemy. The enemy, Satan, Lucifer. Yeah. The adversary who says he is like a roaring what? A roaring lion. And he's seeking to find who he can devour. So if he's seeking and if he's looking and if he's looking for prey, we can't afford not to be vigilant. We cannot afford not to have a prayer life. Why? Having a prayer life, when we have the prayer life, God, through prayer life, instruct us through having that relationship with him. Glory to God, huh? Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. So we're just going to start off in our lesson today in the book of Luke. Yeah. We can't afford. Time is winding up. We are in a war. I think I said that to us last week. We need to remember we're in a war. Uh-huh. A war. So there are things that we have to do when we're in a war. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So Luke chapter 12, and we're going to start at verse 39. And verse 39 says that, understand this. Listen to this. If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. Are you listening to me? Think about that. If you are an owner of a house, you are an owner of a property, whether it's a house that you own or if it's your apartment where you're paying a mortgage or you're paying your apartment bill, you have housing, yeah. So that means this square footage is yours. This is something that you are actually paying for. You may not look at it from that perspective, but you're paying for that, yeah. So it says, hey, listen to this. It says, if the householder has known at what time the burglar was coming, he would have been awake and alert. Are you listening to me? And he would have been watching and would not have been permitted his house through and broken into. It wouldn't have happened because he would have been watching it. He would have been awoke. He would have been vigilant. He would have been alert. Yeah. Because if he heard a sound, he would have went to investigate. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because he's alert. He's vigilant. He's watching. Yes. Verse 40. Who also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect. Listen to that. Also, talking to us, must be ready. We must be ready at all times. We must begin to have a mind set of someone in war. Yeah. A mindset where we're constantly listening to what the leader, our captain, is saying to us. The mindset. Yeah. This is something we must have. Yeah. We must guard ourselves from all these things that people get caught up in. Yeah. Who are not in this war. Because we're in the war. We're in the war to win. We're not in the war just to be in a war, but we're in this war to win. Listen to that. Glory to God. Verse 41, Peter asks, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? So Peter right here want to know, are you just talking to us? The disciples, are you just talking to us? Or are you going to be talking to everybody? So who does this apply to? 42 said, the Lord answered, his answer was this. Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge? Listen to that. Listen to that. Who then is the faithful? Are you faithful? Are you a good steward? Are you a good watchman? Are you someone who have wisdom? Have you drawn the wisdom from God? Have you asked God to give you wisdom? Look at what it said here. Who then is the faithful and the wise manager? Manager. Manager means to preserve something, to know when to distribute something. Managers know how to keep, preserve. Yeah, that's what managers do. Yeah. So he's saying, who is that? Who then is the faithful and the wise manager whom the master puts in charge? Has God put you in charge of something? Are you in charge of your children? Are you in charge of your household? Are you in charge of your personal relationship with God? Are you in charge of that? Are you in charge with having quality time with the master? Listen at that. What are you in charge of? And it says here, of his servants, to give them their food allowance at the proper time. Are you in charge of that? Can you be depended on? Can you be a person who's reliable to not to cheat or steal or plot and plan and steal from others when God has allowed you to be an overseer? Yeah. Have you said one thing and then did something else? Are you showing this hand and hiding the other? Who are you? Look at that. Look at that. The Lord said, who then is the faithful steward, the wise man, whom has his master will set over those in his household? Servants. Service to supply them their allowances of food and of the appointed times. Have you been appointed by God? But you're beginning to slip? Are you becoming a backslidden person? Up to the night. Yeah. Look at verse 43. It will be good for that servant whom the master find doing so when he returns. Now, we all know that God is coming back. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we see it every day. He's on his way back. Yeah, maybe you don't understand it. Just go into the book of Revelations and you will see signs and wonders today of the Lord's return. Yeah. He is not short of any of his promises. He said he will go and prepare a place, and then he said he will return. He's coming back for who? The church. The church is in us. We are the church. God is coming back. He said, blessed, happy, and to be envied is that servant whom his master finds so doing when he arrives. So if God comes quickly, unannounced, but you don't have to, you haven't let down your God. You haven't taken off your armors. You haven't taken off your breastplate of righteousness. You're walking. You're vigilant. Yeah. You're walking. Yeah. In the spirit. In love. In hope. Caring and sharing with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. Turn with me to Ezra chapter 10, verse 4. We're going to do that real quickly. And here we see that Ezra is in a state of humility. The humility. You know, when you are in a state of humility, usually you at your lowest point. You're there. You're in a state of what we would call it. You're at a place of repentance. Yeah. Because see, when you get into repentance, then you have gotten into humility. Yeah. You're asking God to forgive you for what you have done, what you know that wasn't right. Yeah. Look at this. So here we see Ezra is in a state of humility. They're crying out to God. They're crying out to God. And God tells them this. He tells them to rise up. Look at that. He tells them, rise up. Get up. He said, this matter is in your hands. We will support you. So take courage. Do what you are supposed to do. Now, this is what God is saying. Because, see, God knows what's in you. He knows who you are. And he knows that you were going to fall at some point. He knew this. But all he waits for is for us to come to a place called humility, a place where we can repent, a place where we can call on him and he will show up. Glory to God. He says, arise. He says, to get up. He says, for it is your daily, your daily. So daily you seek him. Daily you call on God. Daily you fast. Daily you lift him up. It's a daily thing. Daily you taste and see that the Lord is good. You do this daily. Yeah. And we are with you. He says to be strong and brave because you can do it. You are not short of nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at Psalms 119 and verse 105. Verse 105 says, take the word. Take it. Take the word of God and let it be a lamp into your feet and a light unto your path. The word. The word. The word of God has keeping power. The word of God. Open up your eyes, can wake you up, shake you, cause you to be alert, cause you to be vigilant. The word of God. Hallelujah. Run with the word. Stay woke, word. Use it to show you through the difficult times, the challenging times, when you think sleeping is easy. You think sleeping is the way out. You know, some of us just say, I just have to go lay down. When you begin to feel that sleep is everything, but staying up is nothing. God is saying for us, to rise up. Rise up. Stay awoke, people. Stay vigilant. Know who you are in Christ. Yeah. I am a child of God. I am a child of the righteousness. I am a child of light. Glory to God. I serve the true and the living God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I serve him. He is my God. And I am his child. Glory to God. I can call him when I need him, and he will come. Hallelujah. Yes. It's my place to invite him in. Yes, it's my place to invite him in. Yeah. He sits and he waits for us to open up ourselves and to say, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, brothers and sisters in Christ, we have all been challenged. We've been challenged this week. Mm-hmm. We have been challenged to do something for each other. We have been challenged, whether it's a bottle of water, whether it's a handshake, whether it's a pat on the back, whether it's a thank you, whether it's a boat, an actual boat. We need to remain in this spirit. Are you listening to me? We need to stay right here. Yeah, we need to stay in the spirit of a handshake, in the spirit of a pat on the back, in a spirit of a hug. We need to stay here, sisters and brothers in Christ. Glory to God. Uh-huh. Yeah, we need to stay here. We need to stay in a place called concern for others. Concern for those who are not in Christ. That's our place. That's our job, to be concerned. We are the ones who are vigilant. We are the ones who are woke. We are the ones who can see. We are the ones with the spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. God has given us, yeah, spiritual concepts. God is him. These are the gifts. We are his people. He is our God. Oh, yes, and he loves us. He loves us unconditionally. Oh, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah. Rise up and know who God is. Rise up and know who you are in Christ, where you can sit at the table. Glory to God. You can sit at the table and taste the word. Eat it. He says, taste and see that the Lord is good, because he is good. Hallelujah. Somebody this week saw rain on one side of the street, and somebody saw rain not appearing on the other. Somebody saw that. Somebody saw rising water over here, and the water was not on the other side. Somebody saw that. There's a reason and there's a purpose for everything that God does. Glory to God. Know who we are in Christ. Wake up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master. We thank you for your word, oh God, because we know that your word is true. Show us how to be vigilant, God. Show us how to wake up. Show us how to stay concerned for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We ask you right now to bless us, God, in Jesus' name. Bless us, oh God. Keep us, Master. Hallelujah. And look over the coast, Louisiana and Texas. Oh God, we ask you right now. Amen. Be blessed.